on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, after Chatzos, after a night and a morning of Eicha and Kinnis, we start changing gear from Avelus to Nechama. Whereas in the morning and in the night, we had to sit on the floor with full-fledged Avelus. After Chatzos, we start sitting on a chair. We start putting on tefillin, which the Gra says is also a sign of Nechama. And after Tisha B'Av as well, we go into Shabbos Nachmu, which is a Shabbos of Nechama, which is even Mavur in the Poskim, a little bit of extra Simcha. So we move gear from Avelus to Nechama. And it's hard to understand what's the inyan of this Nechama. I understand that we can't have Tisha B'Av every day. We can't be in Avelus on the floor every day. We have to move on. But what's Nechama? Nechama is a comfort. When we're still in middle of the Churban, we're still in middle of the depth of the Golos, is there any makom for Nechama? What's the inyan of the Nechama mitoich the Golos itself? We have an interesting thing in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a lot of shirim, songs, about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, about Bias HaMashiach. Some of the songs that we sing about Churban Beis HaMikdash are songs of sadness, of Avelus. There are certain songs of Bias HaMashiach, which are songs of tikva, of hope, and gaguim, and waiting, and missing our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another kind of a song. But we also have songs that refer to the inyan of the Geula, and they're songs of Simcha. And sometimes within the same song, we start off with Rachim B'chasdecha, Yibaneh HaMikdash, songs of sadness and of gaguim, and then it switches over to a song of Simcha, Yibaneh, Yibaneh, Yibaneh. And can't really ask kashas on a song, but if that's the Nohug Eitzel Klal Yisrael, that for sure has a meaning, that that's something in the Pnimius of a Yid, that the songs of sadness, songs of gaguim, of yearning, and songs of Simcha. Not only that, this I think is mamish a minig in Klal Yisrael. On the night of the Seder, the Leil HaSeder, after we have the Seder, we sing Chasal Sidur Pesach, which Chasal Sidur Pesach is really a song of yearning for the Geula. Kasher Zachinu L'Sader Oisoi Kein Niska L'Asoisoi, with the Korban Pesach Beis HaMikdash. And also Zoch Sheichin Ma'ina Koimim Kahal Adas Mimona Mamish Bekorev Nal Neteichana Peduyim Betzina Verina, is a song of gaguim and waiting and hoping and yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. And then what happens? L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, a burst of simcha and singing L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Wouldn't it make sense that the L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim is part of the nigun of yearning, of zoch sheichin ma'ina, koimim kahal adas mimona, and we yearn for L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim? But Klal Yisrael, no, switches from the mode of yearning to simcha, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? A simcha of L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim? It's a tefillah, it's tachnunim, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. What's the simcha of L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim? It could be, we could explain this behavior of Klal Yisrael, al pi what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yismach lev, Mevakshei Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim says, what's the hadgasha of Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem? The Chofetz Chaim explains that if you have a person that is Mevakish something, that is seeking to accomplish something, but on the way to reach his goal, there's a lot of effort that he has to put into it and a lot of yearning to get to the place where he needs to go. So when does he become happy? He becomes happy with the results. all the tircha and all the avodah and all the work and all the effort he had to put on the way, and sometimes frustrations and letdowns. There's no simcha there. The simcha is by the result. That's in all other inyanim. But mevakshei Hashem is yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. Not only do we have simcha in the toitzah, we already have simcha in the etzem bikush. And the reason for it could be simple. Someone who's mevakesh Hashem, what is he waiting for? What's he looking for? He wants Hashem. He wants closeness to Hashem. By a mevakesh Hashem, not only does he have the closeness, does he have Hashem, when he gets to the ultimate result, he has HaKadosh Baruch already in the Bikush. Hashem is there. The Kirvas Elokim is also in the Bikush. We want the ultimate Kirvas Hashem in the result, but in the Etzem Bikush, the Etzem seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is right there. So Yismach Lei Mevakshei Hashem. In all other Inyanim, the Bikush is the Tircha, is the Avoida, just to get to the Simcha of the result. But Mevakshei Hashem, in the Bikush itself, before any results, is also a cause of Simcha. So maybe that's the Pshat. We're Mevakshei Hashem on Tisha B'Av, on Azman of Avelus, after the Leil HaSeder, when we realize what we're missing. We were zeicha to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, of Beis HaMikdash, Korban Pesach, we're missing, and we're mevakshei Hashem. We want the next step already. On the Avelus, on Tisha B'Av, we want the next step, we want the Geula. And it's nigunim of sadness, of what we're missing, of gaguim, of yearning for the future. But then right away, there's a simcha right now. We're mevakshei Hashem, Yismachle Mevakshei Hashem, and we burst out into a song of Yibana Yibana. We burst out into a song of Lashana Habab Yerushalayim. What's the simcha? The bikush of Lashana Habab Yerushalayim is also a cause of simcha. Is Yismachle Mevakshei Hashem? So maybe that's partially the idea of the nechama. We're still in middle of the Avelus. It's still Tisha B'Av. We're in middle of the time of Avelus, but we start switching gears to nechama. The Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachmu, Nechama, and Ktzas Simcha. The Ktzas Simcha is after we have the Avelus, and we're Mevakshei Hashem, and we want the future so much, right away, we have something already. We have that Kirvas Elokim, and that itself, Mineu Bei, from the Avelus itself, Mineu Bei is a source of Nechama. This idea of Nechama Mitoich V'Avelus, Yismach Lei Mevakshei Hashem, is true on a Klal Yisrael level, that we're all waiting, Mevakshei Hashem, for the Geula Asida. But it's the same thing also on a personal level. The Mesilas Yesharim says that the first step in any growth in Avodas Hashem is Cheshben HaNefesh, that a person makes a Cheshben, Bo Cheshben, he figures out what's right, what's wrong, he gets a clear perception of right and wrong. He examines his own ma'isim to see what's right, to see what's wrong. In his right ma'isim, he feels it out to see maybe there's something wrong within the right too. And it all begins with Cheshben HaNefesh. And the Mesilas Yesharim says that Aryeh Tzahara puts his main focus on not doing Cheshben HaNefesh, because it's clear. If a person would do proper Cheshben HaNefesh, before you know it, he'll be a changed person. Cheshben HaNefesh will lead to Charata. Charata will lead to change. And things will change. The Yetzirah is aware of that. So the main focus is not to start the Cheshben HaNefesh. Once that starts, once the ball starts rolling, the change of the Yid, the tshuva, is inevitable. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim explains by Arichus. But people don't like doing Cheshben HaNefesh. Part of the reason is because sometimes Cheshben HaNefesh is not the most pleasurable experience. A person is all of a sudden honest with himself, and he sees chesroinus, and sometimes he might see inside of himself more than just chesroinus. He might see a churban. He might see some churbanis inside of himself. And it's not so pleasant to recognize that and deal with that. So a person has a tendency just to schmear through life, not think about it too much, just move on, and things are okay, and not to do cheshbon ha-nefesh. People are afraid of recognizing a chesaron, and it's not comfortable, that's for sure, and recognizing churban, it's not a comfortable time. But l'fi ha-dvarim elu, we have a chizuk. Yismach leim bevakshei Hashem. Why does a person feel bad when he sees a churban inside of himself? Because he feels far away. We all know deep down that our place is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like the Churban Beis HaMikdash means we're far away, a churban in our own behavior means we're far away. And it's not pleasant to have to face that. But the Chafetz Chaim teaches us, Yis Adarabba, Yis Machlei Mavakshei Hashem. Just noticing what our chesaron is and yearning for the next step. I want it to be better. I want it to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself is a nechama. Yismach leim bevakshei Hashem. The simcha is not only by the Teitzah. The simcha of the Teitzah is for sure the greatest simcha. We're waiting for that. But right now, without any Teitzah, before the Teitzah, the etzem mevakshei Hashem, I'm seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm looking, that itself is a source of chizuk. This hargosha should be a source of chizuk while we're so deep into the galus and galus of Klal Yisrael, galus of every yid on a personal level. But when we bear in mind that a chelek of the toitzah, of the geula, of is kirvas elikim, that's the simcha, a chelek of that we could already have now with just the yismach lev, mevakshei Hashem, and that we should all be zeicha to be misabel properly on Yerushalayim, on our own churbanis, the churbanis of Klal Yisrael, and be zeicha with that to gula shleima. Amen.